Welcome back to the Press Box, and we continue our countdown to Derby 151. As always, my host, the Hall of Famer, Dave Buzzy Baker.
Jeter, great talking to you again, and it's not just any preview. It's McLean's countdown to Derby 151. And it's brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. All right, so according to my count, we've only got a couple of things. The draw has already happened. We'll break that down later this week. We've had our first defection from the original field, but we've only got three left, and today we want to talk about Sandman.
Sandman, one of the more beautiful horses that you'll ever see, Buzzman. A big gray colt by the Grand Stallion Tappet out of a Distorted Humor mare. So obviously the pedigree is all there. They paid, West Point and others paid $1.2 million
wow.
for this horse at the OBS March sale. In 2024, so just consigned to that sale by Tom McCrocklin, sold for $1.2 million. And kind of a typical Tappet in a way, you know, very, very talented, Buzzy, but also takes a few races to first Tappets to get it sometimes for that light bulb moment to trigger. And, you know, this horse has won three races, second once, twice third, and eight starts. But, you know, it's come along and developed. He won the Arkansas Derby when it was set up really perfectly for him by a speed duel on the front end that was just kind of way out of control. We saw Cornucopian, the Bob Befford-trained horse, and Speed King just go at a lightning speed pace out there on the front end. They went out, 15 lengths in front of the rest of them. 22 and change, 45 and change, and just backed up and allowed for, set it up perfectly for a horse like Sandman to come running at the end.
Okay, so what is it that you like about Sandman in this spot? What gives you cause about Sandman in Derby 151?
Well, I think that his pedigree is so solid in terms of producing a classic type of horse that you just love the way that, you know, the pedigree's there, that he's going to get a distance of ground and obviously be able to get, there's a lot of quality to it. The fact is, he is bred to go this distance. He is bred to enjoy this kind of company. And so if you're starting to, you're handicapping based on the background and the family, then he's going to stick out. The things that you mentioned that bother me a little bit is if you watch the Arkansas Derby in the stretch, he's still very, very green. And, I mean, he's kind of, like I said, a typical Tappet. Sometimes they're their own worst enemies.
Okay.
They, you know, this horse just, you know, he drifted wide in the stretch. It's something you just, you know, you cannot do in the Kentucky Derby. I mean, with there's 19 other horses in there, you've got to have your mind and your game in really a well-coached format. And, I mean, and this horse has some play to him. You know, he still plays around quite a bit.
And, okay.
And he can get himself beat, I think, on Saturday.
Okay. So what has to happen? One more question. What has to happen in your mind? How does the race have to set up for Sandman to be a factor at the end?
Yeah, I think a couple of things, Buzzy, and that's a great question, is I think that the speed has to go. I mean, there's plenty of speed in this race. There's no doubt this is really, even with the absence now of Tappan, the Florida Derby winner, who was going to be a major player, I think, in this race. His departure, having come out of his work on Saturday with a congenital fracture, and he's going to be fine. They got into Lexington, got him stabilized, and had the surgery, put the screws in. But the absence of Tappan is going to make this a very interesting derby as it plays out, because the speed has to go. And there's plenty of speed in there for it all to develop. And Sandman needs a speed, a fast pace to run into. The second thing is Sandman's got to be he's got to be a little bit more schooled in how he runs the race. With that many horses to go either in, around, over, under, whatever, he's
right.
got to be a little bit more educated. And if he is, he could get around and be a very forceful factor at the end. If he runs into horses and shies from them, as he looked like he showed me in the Arkansas Derby, he's going to have a much more difficult time getting to a space where he can make his run. The last thing, Buzzy, is if you look, he's raced at Churchill Downs three times
yes.
previously. He's raced in a maiden race last June. He raced fifth. That was his career debut. In September, he raced in the Grade 3 Iroquois, and he raced fifth. And then he came back in October in the Street Sense Stakes, won by Sovereignty, and he ran third. You know, so not a great track record over the same track that he's going to be running on Saturday.
And the phrase, courses for horses, I don't think is truer anywhere more than it is at Churchill Downs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Very astute observation, my young man. Sovereignty won that race, the Street Sense, by five lengths over Tistastic, who was a neck in front of Sandman. So, you know, there's some things in there that he has to get better at. And, you know, he ran third in the Rebel Stakes. And in doing that race, Buzzy, he was behind Cole Battle, who's also in this race.
Yes,
and
sir.
Just in front of Publisher, who's in this race, and Tistastic. So, you know, while he's going to get a lot of play, Buzzy, because
yep.
he's a beautiful gray. And, you know, there are horses on Derby Day that just get bet a lot because they look the part. This
yes.
horse looks the part. I mean, he's a beautiful horse. He is gorgeous. And that probably plays into the $1.2 million they paid for him. But,
sure.
you know, the fact is, you know, Mark Cassie trains this horse. Jose Ortiz rides this horse. I wish he was a little bit more schooled. But, you know, and I could be a little bit more proactive with Sandman. Very easily could make a huge run at the top or at the quarter pole and put this fella away. He has that kind of talent that is he able to harness it on Derby Day. And that's a hard day to ask a horse to do something he's never done before.
That's a great point. All right. And so McLean's preview of Derby 151 has been brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Brisnet.com, by Elk Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. It's only two left, Mr. McLean. Where do we go tomorrow?
We're going to go journalism tomorrow. You know, you and I have got a background in that school of thought.
Yes.
We're going to go to journalism, the West Coast Invader winner of the Santa Anita Derby, trainer Mike McCarthy, a former assistant to Todd Pletcher.
There you go.
He's going to be bringing journalism in. And we're going to talk about him. He will be, in my opinion, the Derby favorite.
There you go. All right, brother. Love you. Have a great day. We'll talk tomorrow.
Love you too, brother. Have a safe trip and talk to you soon.
See ya.
Bye.